Hey Lewis, guess what? There's a new twist in the story about the US airstrikes on Iran's nuclear sites. Two officials said that Iran's highly enriched uranium stockpile remains largely intact. That's a big deal, right?
Wait, really? I thought the US claimed they obliterated the nuclear program, so the stockpile wasn't concentrated in one place.
Exactly. The assessments indicated that the 408 kilograms of uranium, enriched close to weapons-grade levels, was distributed to various other locations. So the US didn't hit the main stockpile, which undermines President Trump's claims.
Wow, that's quite a big claim, right? Trump said he obliterated it, but now it seems like the damage wasn't as complete as he suggested.
Right, the EU capitals are still waiting for a full intelligence report on the damage to Fordo, which is built under a mountain. One initial report said there was extensive damage, but not full structural destruction.
So, what about the Iranian officials? Did they have anything to say about this?
Yes, they suggested the uranium stockpile was moved before the US bombing. Ayatollah Khamenei said the strikes didn't achieve anything on Iran's nuclear sites and that Trump exaggerated their impact.
I see. And what about the US response to this?
Trump has dismissed a provisional US assessment that said Iran's nuclear program had been set back by only a matter of months. His defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, blasted the media for focusing on it.
Interesting. But there's also the Israel Atomic Energy Commission's assessment. What did they say?
They said the US and Israeli strikes had set back Iran's ability to develop nuclear weapons by many years. But experts warn that if Tehran has retained its stockpile of enriched uranium and set up advanced centrifuges at hidden sites, it could still have the capacity to produce fissile material.
So even with the damage, Iran might still be capable of producing nuclear weapons. That's a big concern.
Absolutely. Rafael Grossi, Director General of the IAEA, said Iran's nuclear program suffered enormous damage, though he said claims of complete destruction were overblown.
And what about the specifics? Where was the 408 kilograms of enriched uranium stored before the strikes?
Fordo was the main site for enriching uranium up to 60% purity, a small step away from weapons grade. The 408 kilogram stockpile was stored at Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan before Israel launched its war against Iran on June 13.
So the US used bunker buster bombs on Fordo and Natanz, and cruise missiles on Isfahan. What's the situation there now?
Satellite images of Fordo after the bombing show tunnel entrances apparently sealed with earth and holes that may be entry points for the US bombs. Access roads are also damaged.
But the IAEA is worried about the stockpile, right?
Yes, Grossi said Iran's foreign minister sent a letter to the IAEA on June 13, warning that Iran would take special measures to protect its nuclear equipment and materials. Grossi said inspectors should be allowed to return to the sites to account for the stockpiles, especially the 408 kilograms of enriched uranium.
And what about the EU's stance on this?
The US hasn't provided definitive intelligence to EU allies on Iran's remaining nuclear capabilities following the strikes. The EU is waiting for a new initiative from Washington on seeking a diplomatic solution to the nuclear crisis.
So the EU policy towards Tehran is on hold pending a new initiative from Washington.
Exactly, and the conversations between Trump and EU leaders this week didn't provide a clear message.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack. It seems like the situation is still very uncertain.
Definitely, the damage to Iran's nuclear program might not be as complete as claimed, and the international community is still trying to assess the real impact of the strikes.
Yeah, and with the IAEA unable to inspect the sites, it's hard to get a full picture. There's a lot of uncertainty out there.
Absolutely, we'll have to keep an eye on this story as more information comes in.
Agreed. Thanks for breaking that down, Alice. It's a complex situation, but you've made it clear.
Thanks, Lewis. We'll keep you updated as this story develops.